Chapter 37. I had another dream about lions at the door. Bruce Coburn. Wondering where the lions are. Larry Magnolia was doing his early morning calisthenics in the hallway outside his door when he spotted me stepping off the elevator. Showing not the slightest regard for anyone still asleep on the floor, he shouted down to me, "Aha, Robinson! A little past our curfew? Guess what? I've already written you up. And this time, don't tell me you were meeting with your advisor." He slowed his harangue down when he saw my bodyguard stepping off the elevator behind me, and then discontinued it altogether as he began to take in my bedraggled appearance, noting my wet and frozen velveteen pajamas, and including my lion's tail, which I was holding in the manner of Bert Lahr. His amazement turned to shock as he took in the marks around my throat.
Whoa, what happened to you?
I ignored him and headed for my room. Magnolia tagged along behind. One of the rowers filled him in.
Some guy tried drowning him in the rowing tanks, and then when he couldn't manage that, he tried strangling him instead.
Magnolia said,
"No kidding. Oh, excellent. That is excellent."
The biggest rower stopped him in his tracks with a stiff arm to the chest. This caused the floor counselor to lose his balance and fall backwards, landing on his palms and his rear end. My defender stood over him. Indignantly, Magnolia sprang up.
"Hey, Buster, who do you think you are?"
He demanded the rower's name, but the rower, one of my saviors, refused to cooperate. The zipper on my costume was frozen, preventing me from getting to my room key. Magnolia had to open the door for me, which he did grudgingly. Once it was open, I thanked the team again for saving me. They asked me if I was going to be calling the police. I assured them that was my first order of business. One of them said,
"You better get out of those pajamas first. You've been shivering the whole way over here."
I said, "Don't worry, I'm heading for a hot shower as soon as I make the call. You guys, again, thanks a million. I can't thank you enough." They answered that they were glad to be of service and hoped that the police would catch the guy soon. Seeing Magnolia still hanging around, they asked me if I wanted them to stay. I said,
"No, I'm fine, thanks."
Behaving like a team accustomed to coordinating their movements, they all turned together and headed back to the elevator. Magnolia pressed up against the wall to let them by. Taking another hard look at him as he passed, the rower who had stiff-armed him called back to me.
"You sure you don't want us to stick around?"
I said,
"No, I'm sure you've all got exams to take, too. I'm all right, thanks."
After they had gone, Magnolia stuck his foot in the door as I was trying to close it. He said,
"So, you're about to notify the police. Oh, ho, 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 goody. More bad publicity for the college."
"Go away, Larry." He kept his foot in the door, while I kept increasing the pressure on it until he was finally forced to withdraw it. The door slammed shut, and he shouted at me from the other side,
"And look who's at the center of it again! You! You are out of here, Robinson! You are so out of here!"
I stepped over to the mirror to check out the red marks around my throat. Nasty looking. As the zippered teeth of the costume were still too frozen to function, I elected to wear it directly into the shower. Beneath the jets of warm water, the lion's suit quickly thawed and became pliable, if not downright slimy. Stepping out of it, as well as out of my own clothes, I dialed the faucet hotter and tried to drive off the chill in my bones. Returning to my room, I dressed in the clothes I would be wearing to take my exam. I was feeling more than a little dopey from all I had been through this past night, but still figured I could at least show up and stumble through the test, give it the old college try. I sat at my desk, eschewing my bed, which I didn't dare lie down on yet. I composed myself to make the call to the police. As I was dialing, I noticed one of the legs of the pajamas I had hung up to dry had a kink in it. I stood up and tried to straighten it out, but it wouldn't cooperate. Probing further, I was surprised to discover it was due to the rubber doorstop. It's a good indication of the extent of my dopiness that while I was listening to the call going through, I slipped it into the rear pocket of my jeans instead of tossing it over by the door.